This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, this morning it is Obi, Chloe Slater on K92.3. We always like to start with the national anthem. It's the foundation of the show. Slater, you came in here with some inspiration.
Yeah, I have a parent-teacher conference after school today.
Well,
not after school for me, but it's going to feel like it. Why do parent-teacher conferences always feel like you're also, as a parent, being like put under the microscope?
Because you are.
Yeah, essentially everything that's going on with your kid, they're like, this is coming from home. This behavior, this attitude, this whatever. Even if they're being great, then they're like, great job, parents.
Eye contact's going to be really tough for me to keep today. But the teachers, they're just fantastic.
They are. They work around the clock. And our teachers, you know, a lot of them only work till 2:33, but they work way beyond those hours, still in the classroom, prepping everything. Like you said, Slater, having these parent-teacher conferences, getting the classroom prep for the morning for the kiddos to come back in the classroom.
Well, and let's be fair, right? Not every teacher is created equal. I mean, you've got some teachers that they stand out for the rest of your life. And then you've got other teachers that you're just like, man, you were a crap teacher, bro. you should have done mechanics or something else. So today, can we just love on those teachers? Because yes, it is extra to have to sit down with all the parents and tell all the parents, hey, listen, I mean, essentially, you're not parenting your kid. Your kid's behaving like or your kid's amazing. So,
right. We hope for the better.
We hope for the better part. All right, see you this morning, the national anthem from us.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
You know, sometimes you wake up and you realize that you can't get through this life without the help of a helping hand, and you never know where that's going to come from. Today, doing the right thing with Chloe.
Absolutely, Slater. And I always say, when an emergency happens right in front of you, it's fight or flight. How will our bodies react? We hope we're the ones that jump right into action. And that's exactly what these Good Samaritans did in Minnesota last Thursday when a 71-year-old gentleman crashed his SUV on the interstate. The car went up in flames. His driver's side door was pinned shut by a guardrail, and the entire moment was actually captured on a dash cam by another car. And you see these men and women park their vehicles in the middle of the highway. You see all this oncoming traffic, and they run right towards this burning vehicle to get this guy out. And here's one of the Good Samaritans, Tony, talking more about that moment.
Here's moment of my life. I saw a car on fire. Probably somebody's in there. That could have been me one day, you know? What would happen if I was in that situation and my life is on the hands of strangers that I don't even know? This is something that I will never forget.
Wow.
It was just amazing. And when I tell you, it wasn't like one, two, three people. There was probably 10 people. And you see everybody at the same time stop whatever they're doing, wherever they're driving to, and run right towards this fire. They all work together to get him out. And the man that was involved in the crash came out unharmed, no burns. He's doing well. He's wonderful and obviously just very grateful and blessed for all of these people that came to save him.
You know, when you paint the picture of everybody rushing to help this individual, right? They're all rushing to help this human that they don't know, right? It doesn't matter if you're Muslim, if you're Christian, if you're black, if you're white, if you're poor, if you're rich, like all these people came together. None of that mattered. None of your culture, none of your happenstances, none of that mattered. What mattered was the life of an individual, and I love that.
And it was so beautiful. Like, all these people from so many different walks of life, so many different ages. I mean, literally risking their life to save this gentleman.
I think I've seen too many action movies where a car on fire scares me because I think, like, Fast and the Furious, it's going to blow up and everybody's going to be, like, to smithereens. And I know I'm not Vin Diesel. Not one little bit of me looks like Vin Diesel, but, like, in that situation, I would hope that I would do that. But I also see a burning car and I go, that thing is going to explode and you don't know when that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Right? It could happen anytime. If it's a full tank of gas, there's a leak. Next thing you know, kablowy, and this guy and this stranger both gone.
And so to Tony and all the other Good Samaritans that just risking their lives, like you said, Slater, I mean, running right towards this car that went up in flames could have literally exploded any second to save this gentleman's life, that right there is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
That is Taylor Swift on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country, where we are celebrating the fact that that money is coming your way. Now, you're going to get $1,000 just for your smarts. Here with the $1,000 minute. Hopefully you've already signed up on the K923 app. You can do that on the K923 website. You can do that. So this way we can call you and you get 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all. $1,000 is yours. That's seven.
So over the weekend, I was walking into Target and I saw, if you made it to a Target over the weekend, you saw Taylor Swift everywhere, because there was even the balls outside of Target, the red balls, they had those covered in Taylor Swift's new album that dropped.
Brilliant.
1.3, what was it, million like copies of a, and those are actually hard albums that she sold. Like that
real
many
CDs.
Of those. Yeah. Like CDs and records.
Well, and everyone freaked out too because she ended up releasing a double album. Like it wasn't just one album. So that was the whole surprise on Friday, was there was even more songs than what people were expecting.
Okay, so the title of the album is called Tortured Poets, right?
Right.
So Taylor Swift, and some would say, I'm not saying everybody, okay, but some would say that Taylor Swift is getting into a little bit of a darker maturity, right? So that got us in here talking about stars, especially child stars, that they started off so sweet and then something happens where they either have to change their character for the availability to do other roles,
sure,
or new things, or they're trying to shed themselves of this character that they no longer want to be perceived as.
I think for me in my childhood, I grew up with Disney Channel. Like I grew up on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, High School Musical, The Cheetah Girls, Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana was it for me. Like that was the first concert I ever went to. And I knew her. I know she's Miley Cyrus, but growing up, she was Hannah Montana. Like she did the whole, like in the show, had the Hannah Montana wig, then came out as Miley. Like she played the best of both worlds. And growing up, I loved her. I still love her to this day. But I do remember when she kind of, I don't want to say like, flipped a little bit, but definitely got a little bit more edgier
when
her song Wrecking Ball came out. And I remember seeing that music video.
She went from Hannah Montana to wearing a bathing suit on a ball swinging in the air.
And her swinging on that ball. And I think now she's kind of, you know, a little bit more reserved. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but I think she's definitely made like this, not the switch back to Hannah and Miley days, but I think she's definitely not swinging on.
She's an adult now.
Right.
She went through her 20s.
There you go.
Well, so essentially, I think that's what happens with a child star, is that they've had to play this part, they've had to play this role, and at some point you grow up and you're like, I no longer want to be perceived as this cotton candy butterfly, you know, chasing girl or guy. And so I've got my list. You ready for this? And my list goes back. Okay, my list goes back a little bit. So like Macaulay Culkin. Huge in the Home Alone movies, did a couple more movies after that, and then as a child star just kind of grew up and lost himself. Now we're seeing Macaulay Culkin that's coming back. Mm-hmm. Okay, on my list too, Corey Feldman, you know, he was in The Goonies, he's one of them. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I love her.
She was very sweet growing up, and then she had to do a couple things to get out of that sweetness.
And now she's trying to get back. I saw there's a Freaky Friday 2 that's coming out with Jamie Lee Curtis and her to Netflix.
That's awesome.
So it's almost like the full Caterpillar experience, right? Where you go from you were a child with your fans, then when you grow up, hopefully, you didn't turn out like Lindsay Lohan did with those decades of pain and in and out of rehab. Amanda Bynes still in it.
You know, Britney
she's
Spears.
Still going through a
Britney
tough time.
Spears. Britney Spears went from singing, Oops, I Did It Again, to I'm a Slave. So in today's time too, JoJo Siwa, I know that my daughter said this the other day, that JoJo Siwa, she's now hardcore, like rock.
She's definitely more rock and roll, for sure.
Does that make you still become are you a fan back again if they swing back to being somewhat not as scary, I guess?
You know what?
Out of the scary era.
You know what? Truth be told, Robert Downey Jr. is one of those stories for me. That's Robert Downey Jr., that he started as a star that we all loved, got hooked on drugs and all this other stuff, and then now Iron Man. Who could have ever played the role better than Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man, and now that's what we know him for.
And there are a lot of those. Drew Barrymore was another one that she was a child star in E.T., right? She did all that. She hit the party scene so hard, probably in the same place as Robert Downey Jr. was. And then, remember, she was in movie after movie, romantic comedy, and now she's got her own show.
And I think for me, too, like Miley Cyrus, even though she went from Hannah Montana to swinging on Wrecking Balls, like, I still loved her. I really did, and I even love her more now than I did as a childhood. And I think, too, for me, also Justin Bieber. He was another one who I grew up just obsessed with. My entire bedroom was postered out with Justin Bieber. I loved him. And I know he kind of lost himself for a little bit and has like kind of gotten back on his faith. And
yeah, I have a little grace for all these stars now, that especially after having this conversation with y'all. I have some grace because that Hollywood machine, there's a lot of us that we wish to be famous. Mm-hmm. We want to be elevated to that place, right? But look at the hurt that it causes. And
the hurt and the things they're exposed to and that they see and experience at such a young age. So the All Access, there is no doubt that our country artists have just had so much success, and with that success comes fun toys. I'll tell you who in country bought a plane, a farm, watches, all kinds of really fun things. That in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll talk about some of our country artists and their biggest splurges here in 2 minutes. But first, the Grand Ole Opry has been around since the 1920s. It's the mother church of country music, and some of the most historic moments have happened on the Opry stage. And over the weekend, Scotty McCreery was inducted as the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. He said last night was truly a dream come true, and it's something that he's always dreamed about and thought a lot about. And so to watch his dream become reality, it was really special to see him up on stage. Randy Travis, Josh Turner helped induct him, and those were guys that he grew up listening to.
You keep saying the word induct. Thinking of abduct, like alien. No.
Like, what am I saying wrong?
One is negative.
Yeah. One is positive, Obi.
Oh, my God. Hey, no, but congratulations. I mean, what a club to be a part of.
And I love that Josh Turner was the audition song that Scotty McCreery
did
at
American
right.
Idol back in the day. So that full circle is, like, so good.
Yep, and in order to be a part of the Grand Ole Opry, you have to be invited to even be a member. And then once you are a member, you have to play the Opry so many times year, so it's just such a prestigious honor, and we're so excited for Scotty. And our poor guy, Luke Bryan, he was playing a show over the weekend in Vancouver, was on stage performing when he slipped and fell on a cell phone that someone had thrown up on stage. I just want you to hear that moment.
Did anybody get that? It's okay. My lawyer will be calling.
He took it like a champ, though, handed the person back their cell phone, and when he fell, he definitely whacked his tailbone pretty hard. You saw him get up, and his elbow was definitely bothering him.
He fell the way cartoons fall when they slip on a banana peel. Like,
it's
that's
true.
He fell back like that.
He did, and I know people had thrown hats and boots and water bottles, and so, you know, it was one of those things. He was walking around singing and just happened to slip on the foam. But he's fine, and despite the fall, he was joking and being Luke and lighthearted just about the whole situation. And then lastly, so many of our country artists have just had so much success, and with that success, they've been able to bless their family, their friends, and a lot of them have even started foundations. I know Luke Combs was able to recently help retire both of his parents, but some of our artists revealed their biggest splurge purchases that they have ever treated themselves to, and I just want to run down the list of a couple. So Bailey Zimmerman, he says he spends his money on his people, so he takes care of his parents, his friends, his family. Chase Rice loves to camp. He recently bought an Airstream, loves to write music in there, he said. Dustin Lynch, officially a pilot, he bought an airplane. Dylan Scott bought a farm. That's something that he's always dreamed of. Jordan Davis, a fishing boat. Parker McCollum bought a Corvette. That's something that he has always wanted as a little kid, and so now to be able to have that. Lainey Wilson, she bought a ton of land, and she says that she hopes to maybe we'll be able to build a farm out there. And then Luke Combs, we know his love for watches. He's got a huge watch collection, and so watches were his thing. But he said, too, he's like, I spend a lot of time on Amazon and just buy a bunch of random ones as well.
You guys ever splurge on anything and then afterwards you're like, why did I? Why?
why did I buy that?
Anything?
Every time.
As soon as I got my first, and I was still a child. I was 18, but I got a real job where I started making really good money at Sears. I sold this big screen TV and I made $600 commission on this $6,000 TV, and I got subwoofers and I put it in the back of my car and everything else and got it all set. And I totally forgot I owed my friends like a lot of money for like little things at the store and everything else. And they were like, where'd your money go? And then I just turned the radio up so I didn't have to listen
to
it.
You're like, come in my car. You want to know where that money went?
You hear that trunk?
Yeah, it's a Pioneer.
That is funny. So you can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up next. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you think you have what it takes, you can sign up. We'll give you a call right now on the K923 app.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
We are on with Elizabeth of Edgewater, everybody. Hey, so Elizabeth, you're a fascinating person. We heard that you like the horseback ride. You also love to help the children out. You are Italian, like our girl Chloe in here.
My girl. I knew I loved you, Elizabeth.
So we appreciate you signing up for the challenge here. This is where we have 10 questions, 60 seconds up on the clock, and hopefully you're $1,000 richer.
Okay.
All right, Elizabeth. So these 10 questions I have, you could say pass to any of them, and we can come back to them at the end. But whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've played on the radio, like listening right along with us. What's the best score you've got?
I don't know.
You don't? Okay. We're trying for more than one. That was the worst.
There we go. All right.
I feel confident.
You ready, Obi, with that timer?
I am.
All right, Elizabeth, here we go with question number one. Tiger Woods plays what sport?
Golf.
What is the main source of a plant's energy?
Roots.
Earth Day falls in what month?
April.
What do you call an animal that is awake at night and sleeps during the day?
An owl.
Finish this phrase. You reap what you what?
So.
How is the number 20 written in Roman numerals?
Two X's.
How many pairs of eyelids does an owl have?
Two.
What is it called when birds fly to warmer climates for the winter?
Migrating.
What is a human's average temperature?
98.6.
Which toy consists of metal shavings and a magnetic pen? It allows users to create hair designs.
That's your time.
Oh.
Well, and you did really great, but that is our time.
All right. You got two wrong. The rest of them you got correct. And we didn't get to the last one. You got so close, Elizabeth. So what's the main source of plant's energy? You said the roots were looking for sunlight. And now we know that owls actually have three pairs of eyelids, not two.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't know that.
And just because you were wondering what it was, Wooly Willy is that game with the shavings that Chloe was talking about.
Yeah, you can put hair on his head. You can make him have a mustache.
So cute.
I've seen that at Cracker Barrel. Well, congratulations. You know you still got that consolation prize.
That's right. 3-day passes to Country Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you enjoy that. And thank you again for playing another $1,000 Minute.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Terry, you got an interesting scenario going on with what you found in your son's book bag?
I do. I'm hitting the panic button because I found a Rambo knife in my son's backpack. And so he's been taking it to school, obviously.
Wait, like John Rambo from the movies?
Yes.
One of those big ones.
So not like a pocket knife.
Obi, you're good with knives.
No.
What does that look like?
It's serrated. It's serrated and jagged.
I mean, it looks cool. And a lot of times they have, it's like a survival kit knife.
Right.
You
know, they're made to cut a boar, right?
Yeah.
To open
an bone and all. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I have taken it away. I have hidden it, but I don't know if he realizes it yet, and he has not said anything to me. I'm waiting for him to ask me, where is my knife, or have you seen my knife? I'm not giving it back until I get some sort of response from him.
Where did he get it from?
Be, I have no idea. We have not discussed it.
I mean, you can get those things from an Army Navy store. Walmart's got them.
So what do you think, guys? What should advice be? I know I have an opinion. Find a knockoff fake knife that looks enough like it and replace it. And have him bring it up to you.
Yeah, saying, but why is he taking it to school, though?
Right, like, that's what worries me.
Yeah, even if it's fake, like, why is it in the backpack?
I'm thinking maybe he's just showing off. He's 11 years old, so he's at that age where he still wants to impress.
Yeah.
You know, hey, look what I've got. And weapons are such a big thing now, all the violence in the videos and such.
Okay, so So you have this thing and you're waiting for him to come to you and say, hey, Mom, somebody stole my knife or...
Mm.
Yes, something, anything.
You think he'd say anything to you? I don't think he would if he's trying to hide it.
It's been 3 days and he hasn't yet.
He's probably freaking out.
Because he knows he's wrong.
Yeah. He's probably wondering where he left that thing. All right, well, let's see if we can get you some wisdom by introducing this to our audience, and maybe they have something to say, especially parents who have gone through something like this.
Yeah, my big fear is he's going to rebel against you if you do bring it up in the wrong way.
Right, and I still want to be the cool mom.
I mean,
you know?
Hey, sometimes you can't be both.
Right.
All right, let's get you some answers.
Right.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Man, Jermaine, you just heard our mom right there freaking out. Like, what do you think about Terry's scenario with her son and the knife?
You know, I'm a little unorthodox in the way that I deal with things. So I say just put the knife back in there. Like, let that kid learn the hard way.
Wow. Like,
yeah. You know what? That could be super hard depending on how it goes. Jermaine, give us 6 minutes, okay? I want to hear what the rest of you say next.
Okay, sounds good.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
We got a mom hitting the panic button today. Terry found a knife in her son's backpack. He's only 11 years old. She's freaking out. Doesn't know what to do. Bring the knife to the attention of the son and maybe hear a lie or do what with it? And Jermaine, your idea, I think, is great.
Yeah, I mean, I just old school. I think, like, you put that knife back in his bag. You let him get caught. Let him get expelled. Let him learn the hard way. Like, that kid's going to grow up real quick when he can't find a school that wants to have him there.
Wow.
I'm just worried, right? What if his intentions were to give it to somebody else to do something, and then the blood is on his hands if it actually got that bad?
Oh, so you think it's not him?
Then he's an accomplice. And then what?
I just have so many questions. Why does an 11-year-old have a knife? Who purchased it? How long has he had this? Where has he been hiding it?
Do you know Jermaine?
No, I don't. I'm not stupid like this kid is, but I think he needs to learn a lesson.
Well, and sometimes lessons learned are the ones that stick. Dude, I appreciate you, Jermaine. Thank you for chiming in.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Bailey Zimmerman.
So this is where it ends.
K92.3 Music. It is Obie, Chloe, Slater. Good morning on your Tuesday.
Good morning.
We've got a panic button here. We would love your advice. Already parents have been calling up because we've got a mom here. And Terry is... she just doesn't know what to do. She's found a Rambo knife. If y'all can picture in your head, man, those things got a long blade.
Yeah, and more than 12 inches of blade.
And it's got the serrated back. So this way you can, like, cut through wood and whatnot. Anyway, she found that in his backpack. He's 11 years old. As a mom, she's freaking out as to what to do. Do I wait for him to come to me, or do I go to him with this knife and say, hey, what the hell?
No, I think immediately you sit your son down at 11 years old. Where did you get this knife, and what are you doing with it?
Well, he's trying to be cool. That's what, like, I'm going back in my boy brain quite a few years.
Yeah.
So when I was in school, the great thing is you were trying to have other people think that you were cool. And with boys, it would be either putting magazines in there back in the day, which nowadays they don't even make magazines, so that would be a thing. Or you do knives and guns, and there was a kid in my school that brought a gun and thought it was cool, and we never saw him again. So I imagine he probably got kicked out of school, or the parents just ripped him out and said, you know what? You need help. And that's what, she doesn't know what to do. She has this knife and the son doesn't know that she has it yet.
Does he just have one, or does he have multiple?
And I can imagine as a parent, you know, so here's the seesaw act is if I say something and I come across too aggressive, it could turn him into this kid, this right. type of kid who wants to do bad. But if I leave it up to him, you know, like, I don't know, us parents have a job to do, and that's why we're turning it over to you. Good morning.
This is Jessica, and I'm from Vieira.
Hey, Jess, you have any advice for our girl?
Oh, yes, I do. And okay. as a prior law enforcement, I need to tell her a few things.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's listening.
What do you want to share with her?
Okay, listen, he's 11 years old. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you have to keep that out of his backpack. You need to let him know you have it, and you're going to have to explain to him the consequences when he goes to school with a deadly weapon. This can get him expelled, suspended, all kinds of trouble at the age of 11. So this needs to be taken care of. Do not wait for an 11-year-old to come to his mom and say, hey, I have a knife. It's missing. He's 11. He's not going to come and talk to you.
Well, and here's what sucks is that if he gets expelled, that could be the start of a downward spiral if nobody gets a hold of that.
Absolutely. But also, don't forget, he's taking a deadly weapon to school. What if he decides, I'm going to show off, and he accidentally cuts somebody?
Totally. Absolutely.
The consequences for that for the rest of his life will be so severe. Mm-hmm. He's 11. Yes, they know right and wrong to a point. But right now, it's cool. I got a cool knife. But if he was to cut somebody or a teacher or something like that, it's just going to go downhill so fast.
Well, and I'm
he
sure,
really needs to.
I'm sure working in law enforcement, you see that firsthand. You know, you see these young kids, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, things that they've done years ago,
a
but
silly
still
mistake.
Affecting them as an adult.
I worked for Orlando Police Department several years ago, so I finally retired, and now I'm living over here in Vieira.
Well, thank you so much for it. Yeah, my suggestion was to switch it out with like a Laffy Taffy knife, so that way it just kind of flopped around.
You can't even do that because now all the school rules and regulations, anything that resembles knife.
The Laffy Taffy knife I'm thinking of don't look like a real knife. That's...
Well, we appreciate
but
it.
But to your point, this is a good education for all of us parents.
Yes.
That if you have a kid who's taking anything like that, even a gun that's folded out of paper.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's just not good.
Very true.
So definitely she should not wait for him. She just needs to have a little talk with her son and say, listen, this is not good to take to school. You can't do it. I really wouldn't want him to play with it at home at his age. And just tell her this is an adult thing. Later on, when you're older, you can have it back then.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great
you
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Man, and look at the lines. And as a matter of fact, even my cell phone's popping off with people with suggestions. Even my dad texted me right now, and he said, what if the kid's being bullied? Mm. Oh, you still can't take a weapon to school.
I mean, you know who else I'm thinking of, too? Our man, Jelly Roll. Something, a felony he was charged with 20-something years ago. He and his wife, Bunny, now went to go purchase a home, and he still couldn't buy that home because of something that haunted him from literally when he was a juvenile.
You got to take the cool parent hat off, and you got to be the real parent, and unfortunately, you got to squash that.
Yeah. Do you do a scared straight thing? Huh? Maybe the officer, like we just said, you get somebody who is an officer come and actually like get in his face to be like, listen, here's the reality. You could be behind bars because of what? Because you just decide you want to be cool one day?
Mm-hmm. It's true. It'll affect you lifelong for sure. And we appreciate your calls this morning. We'll continue to take them. Yes.
K-92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Rick over in Winter Garden, that's by me. And you're calling us for the second date update, so I'll let you unravel the story.
Oh, man, I went on a date with this really cute girl from Tinder, and I've been thinking about her nonstop since we met up. We went out for some drinks and stuff, and man, it was... electric. Was awesome.
Hey, hold on. I'm gonna sound like the old guy, like Tinder. Like, what is that? The swiping thing? Is that the you
Tinder's
reach out
one
to each
of the
other?
Dating apps,
if
yes.
you're looking for a serious relationship, that's not where you go.
Well, right? That's what they say.
Is that, that's what you've said in the past,
Chloe. Yeah, oh, thanks, guys.
That's come out of
just
your mouth.
Call me out in front of everybody.
All right, hey, this shows that Rick is actually looking for love, and he's really looking for this person that is not there anymore. What'd you say her name was?
Nora.
Nora.
So where are we at now?
Well, we went on a date. I had a couple of drinks, and I haven't heard from her since. I've been calling her a bunch. There's really been no response back. I'm not sure what I did wrong, to be perfectly honest.
Is she still on the app? Because I know sometimes people jump off the app and they disappear that way. Can you still see her?
She's still on the app, and I keep looking at her photos and hoping that she'll message me back. But
sometimes, you know, push notifications aren't turned on. Maybe she's not really on it.
I mean, she was on it enough to go on a date with me. So yeah.
Okay, all right. Listen, I'm just trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, Rick.
I appreciate you sticking up for her, but I don't know. She's not answering my calls at all, and it's sort of sketchy.
How did the goodbye go?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I went in for the grand finale and like a kiss, and she gave me side cheek, so it didn't really...
Okay.
But I just thought it was her being, you know, conservative, like waiting a little bit. I understand. I get it. It's like, it's not the first time this has happened.
The best thing we can do is hopefully she picks up. And if not, then we're just going to probably say something tragic happened to her. Right? Oh, maybe she just fell off the earth.
Hope not.
All right. Let's see if we can get her on the line next.
Hello?
Yes. Would love to speak to Nora, please.
Speaking? Who is this?
Nora. There's three of us. So it's Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Hey.
Good morning.
Now, we do the morning show for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Oh. Why are you calling me?
So you went out on a date, and we have a $75 gift card that we'd love to give you, Nora, to go out on another date with our guy named Rick?
Yeah, no thanks. Did you tell him that the second date you're paying for was contingent on a card? He might not like that.
What?
Okay, so we don't really even know that much about Rick. The only thing we know is that you guys went to a bar together. He had a really good time and had some expectations. I guess maybe he thought he messed up with a kiss to the cheek.
I mean, Nora, go ahead and keep saying what you were saying, because usually we got to pry it out of people, but...
So you're calling me so I have to manage his expectations? This is weird.
If you made it obvious on the date what it was, then he is oblivious and that he did not see.
So what happened?
You know, he might be oblivious. All right, sure. Okay. We went to a bar. The bar was nice. We're talking... We go to pay the tab at the end of it, and it's a cashless bar. And he's like, well, I only have cash. And, you know, sometimes that happens to people. You leave your wallet at home, wrong jacket, whatever.
Yeah.
But I go to pay the tab. He goes on this tirade about how he's actually, not only how he doesn't have a credit card now, he's never had one, never had a debit card. No pieces of plastic with numbers on it, because that's how they get you. And everyone who has a card like that is a fool. And I just goes on. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's crazy.
So then what you're saying is that he's just a cash guy, right? Carries no cards, which is actually pretty cool if you don't have any credit card debt.
Yeah. But like, look, I'm dating with a purpose in mind. I want to settle down. I want to buy a house. You need a credit score. Like, I am not ready to bend my life around committing to someone who doesn't want to be tracked by the government on his spending. Like, I'm not here for that.
So is that what he said? He's like one of those conspiracy guys?
I don't know what's a conspiracy, what's his personal ethos. I know it's too much for me.
But Nora, I mean, he does make money. It's not that he's not making money.
Okay. Sure. Is he going to buy a house in cash?
Does he not have a car? Yeah, you can buy. Yeah, it's true.
You totally can buy a home right now in
cash.
You
can do that, or you could build credit in other ways. So I don't know.
The other ways you can build credit, they mostly have to do with getting a debit card. I tried to ask him about that, only spending the money you have. And he was like, no, nothing with numbers, nothing electronic. It all sounded really dodgy to me. I just figured I'd give him the slow fade. Maybe he'd pick up on the hint. I guess that didn't work.
Oh, wow.
So that's why you gave him the cheek at the end of the night instead of your lips.
I mean, I was not interested at all. Yeah. So, yeah, I started out kind of interested, and then he just squashed that. I'm good.
So why don't we do this? Because I don't want to bury Rick anymore. He is on the line right now.
Poor Rick.
And he's had a chance to hear all of this. And we just wanted to get the both of you talking. Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Don't feel bad for me. You know what? I don't need a credit card or that because I've got enough cash to take care of everything. So,
hey, so Rick, a quick question. So, like, that's all you deal with is you just deal with cash?
Yeah. Why do I need these cards with numbers on them? The only card I've had with a number on is a baseball card. I don't need anything else.
That's love that one.
Do you use a bank at all?
Why do I got to go to a bank? I get paid in cash for my job.
This is just a question out of curiosity. So, like, what? You have, like, stacks of cash hidden around your house under your bed, like in the movies?
No comment.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Under your mattress, burying gold in the backyard. Like,
hey, Rick, are you at least investing all this cash?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, so fair enough. So this is where we are. You're still not down, Nora. You still have the same feelings, even though we've come together like this?
Absolutely. My feelings have not changed. Am I good? Can I go?
I guess.
Wait. She wants someone to settle down and have a family with, and I have the old school morals. I'll take care of everything. I'll buy a house. I'm down for that. Like, I just don't want,
Nora, I like this. We have this $75 gift card to give you. I mean, and we'll give it to you since he doesn't take any cards with numbers.
No, I want him to pick it up, and I want him to pay for things with the gift card. If he'll do that, I'll go out.
I don't even understand.
I don't know about this.
We'll let you guys talk.
I want to see him use the gift card. I'll meet him for a second date if he does
instead
that.
Instead of the cash.
It's Rick, very wild.
Rick, we're not trying to get you to do anything out of your comfort zone, brother.
Listen, I'll pick up the gift card, but when I go to pay, I'm just going to pay in cash anyway.
Oh, no.
All right, is this a yes?
Yes.
Nora?
No, I'm out.
She says she's out.
Yeah, you're gonna smell this a mile away.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
The station that loves giving you money. We got $1,000 coming your way here at 10 o'clock with another keyword worth $1,000. And as much as we love giving away the money, we love giving away the concert tickets. But man, to have our country stars on the show, like, this is where it's at. And today we're spending time with country star Chris Jansen.
Woo! Yeah. Hey, you know, it was 10 years ago he had his first number one song back in 2018, played the K92.3 All-Star Jam.
Yeah.
A week and a half ago, he was actually at SeaWorld with the Seven Seas Food Festival performing.
He sure was, and we're excited to have him on the show this morning. Chris has a new song out. It's called What You See Is What You Get, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson actually stars in the music video with him.
It's funny, that friendship, right?
Right?
All right, well, we're going to talk to him about it, but first, you know him for his big hits like this. That's good vibes.
Buy me a boat.
Love this song.
Hey.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hello.
It always feels like family in the building, brother. How are you?
Well, it feels the same way, and I appreciate that. I am having a great morning. I actually just called Kelly. Love you. Thank you. She's taking on the car rider line duties this morning with our youngest ones, and I'm getting the opportunity to speak with you guys, which I'm grateful for. And it's been a bit of a whirlwind, as I'm sure you could imagine, with the video coming out for What You See Is What You Get, and of course, just the overall launch of the single in the last couple of weeks, and then mix in the tour dates that we've just been swamped with, which, by the way, I'm not complaining. It's been a fabulous run.
It's great.
But, you know, between that and trying to hunt some gators and hunt some turkeys and do some fishing.
There you go.
I mean, we've been getting her done, man. And we hadn't even slept in the meantime.
We believe it.
So, Chris, let's talk about that music video for a second, because as a very, very special guest that's a part of it, The Rock, how the heck did that happen?
We became friends in 2022, yes. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, kind of just crazy. Even when I watched the video, I'm like, dang, like this really did happen. But we just kept a friendship up over the last couple of years from afar, basically, because of his schedule and mine. Just that's just how it is. We've been looking for a reason, though, to do something together, and we have kept that conversation alive and well over the last 2 years. And so when What You See Is What You Get comes out of the box, just boom, steaming, and this thing's really taken off. Feels like kind of a rocket ship sort of song. And we got in to shoot the video. We got the plan the dates, and I thought, I'm going to ask him if he'd like to be in this with me. It's a big song. It feels natural. It doesn't feel like an awkward thing. So this is the truth. I just hit him up, and I said, hey, dude, would you like to be in this video? Just that simple. To which he replied, absolutely, I'm in. Here we are. We got the video.
That's cool. Wow.
I think the next thing we need to see is Chris Jansen in the wrestling ring with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
we're in a big movie with Paramount. So
that would do.
We'll see what happens, and I'm in for both.
Mm-hmm.
I am never one step shy of jumping off the top rope. So don't think I wouldn't in a heartbeat.
Chris, you're crazy. Not only are you hilarious, but you're also one of the most talented musicians that we know, that when people see you, they're not only going to get a guitarist or a pianist, or I mean, they're going to get a full-on show from you. And so this is just so fun to see this friendship between you and The Rock.
Well, thank you.
So let's get back to that hunting. You think The Rock would ever take on a gator hunt with you?
I think he would absolutely. You know what? I would love to see him try to wrestle a gator, because that's hard. I've done it, and it's tough. I think he absolutely would, to answer your question. He fishes all the time like I do, and loves it. And so that was actually my gift to him for coming to do the video. He's got his own line of poles and things like that, signature line with Under Armour and what have you, but I gave him some of my signature Johnny Morris Bass Pro.
There you go.
That's cool.
He loved. And, like, that's just kind of what kind of friendship we have. We don't ask for favors, man. We just two real dudes who happen to be honest friends. And I only do natural things.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So naturally, what we do next is we're going to challenge him to the $1,000 minute. So I hope Chris is okay with that.
Nah, the only thing is we do not have $1,000 for him.
Okay, Chris.
We'll find it.
Chris Jansen on next.
Our man of the hour. We love him, Chris Jansen. That's Buy Me a Boat.
Obi, Chloe, Slater, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Yes, Chris Jansen is on the show today. We had a rich conversation about this new music video that he's got with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Apparently their friendship since 2022 has only grown stronger, and now he has The Rock in his music video.
He's got a brand new song out. It's called What You See Is What You Get. The music video is awesome, and we have it for you at K92.3Orlando.com.
And something we love doing is playing the $1,000 minute with some of the biggest stars.
Dang,
Can we play? Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, it's 10 trivia questions. We put 60 seconds on the clock. And usually our listeners win $1,000. We love you so much, but we can't give you $1,000.
We don't have $1,000 to give you, Chris.
I don't want $1,000. If it ever comes up for somebody who needs it down there, then we'll make it happen.
All right, there we go.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to start the clock. You've got 10 questions to answer in 60 seconds.
Here we go with question number one. Chris Jansen, this city is known as Music City.
Nashville.
What show is Elmo on?
Sesame Street.
How many wisdom teeth does the average adult have?
Oh, God. Four.
Which country artist sings the song Chattahoochee?
Alan Jackson.
What type of bird is known as a symbol of peace?
A turtle dove.
You wear this print to blend in while hunting.
Bottomland.
Which book series introduces the character Dumbledore?
Oh.
Tough one.
That I'm going to have to say Hall Pass. I don't know.
The song Circle of Life is from which Disney movie?
Lion King.
True or false, a stop sign is in the shape of an octagon.
True.
And then last question, what is a male turkey called?
Tom.
Okay. Chris Jansen.
He beat the 60 seconds, too.
He definitely did.
Do you want to take just a stab at the one you passed on? Which book series introduces the character Dumbledore?
Maybe Harry Potter.
That's it!
You got it.
Oh, Chris, are you serious?
One, bro.
Are you
every
serious?
One of them.
Are you dead serious?
Yeah.
So serious.
But I'm also dead serious about the $1,000. We don't have it.
No problem. Full disclosure for you guys and the listeners, I'm not a dentist, and I'm also not a Harry Potter person. I'm not a lot of things that were in those questions, but I know one thing I am. Smart.
Yeah,
you
killed it, man. Chris Jansen, anytime you want on our show, bro, you have a seat here, man.
Well, I appreciate that very much. You guys are so kind, and I want to say, honestly, thank you for the support on the song. It means a lot to me, and I honestly, out of all the songs I've ever had, I really, really, really love this one. I'm really proud of it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we love it, too, and we are cheering you on here in Orlando, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, brother.
Thanks.
He's always good.
Yeah.
He is.
And just to be fair, he ran out of time. He got 9 out of 10, right? So we don't owe him $1,000 anyway.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.